Cardinal Brady, how did the news of Pope Benedict XVI's decision to resign from the Prime Ministry, how was it taken in Ireland and what was the general reaction?
Well, the general reaction was one of great shock, great surprise. Perhaps we should not have been shocked because knowing the character of the man, once he decided that he was not able to carry on, he decided in the interests of the church to take this courageous decision. But there was great shock, amazement, and people were, of course, recalling the memories of his ministry and reflecting upon what he will do now. But a great star has left the skies, and then at the same time, the Archbishop of Canterbury is leaving, who are great friends. So my last meeting with the Holy Father was on the 15th of November at the end of the meeting of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, when we both rejoiced at the success of the Eucharistic Congress in Dublin. And I think it was a great act of trust that he entrusted that Congress to Ireland, to Dublin, and we were glad that it was the success that it was. Of course, earlier on in October, I was present at the opening of the Year of Faith, and it was a joy to me to see him so well at that time during the Synod, and to see him flanked during the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist, by the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew and the Archbishop of Canterbury, and again at the meal afterwards the next day in the Synod Hall. So these are the memories that that people are reflecting upon.
Cardinal Brady, this pontificate has been very important for you from a personal point of view also, because it was Pope Benedict XVI that really convoked the consistory in which you became cardinal.
That's right. I am immensely grateful to him for the honour he has bestowed upon me during that consistory. I had met him a number of times when I was rector of the Irish College, and during my time of working in the college. I remember he came to the college, but that was a day of great joy for me and for my family and for the church in Ireland when I became a cardinal. And of course, on a number of times then we have met in other circumstances when we went to discuss the child abuse scandal and of course the great honour he did Ireland by writing a special pastoral letter. I think the Chinese people are the only other people to receive such an honour. So we recall with great affection and great gratitude all of these marks of affection towards Ireland. And I know that in one of his Wednesday audiences, he devoted his talk to St. Columbanus. And in fact, the arrangements were being made to present to the Secretary of State one of these days a petition to have St. Columbanus declared a patron of Europe. But that will have to be put on hold for the moment. But I think, and also one of the great memories I have also is his arrival in Edinburgh, when he arrived there to begin his visit to Scotland and England, and the wonderful joy and rejoicing there was that day when he came and was met by Queen Elizabeth and proceeded through the streets of Edinburgh and from there to Glasgow. He didn't come to Ireland, but that was the nearest point he came, and then on to London and to Birmingham for the beatification of Cardinal Newman. So these were all great memories of the wonderful pontificate of Pope Benedict. But of course, the biggest legacy of all is his teaching, the example of his life, dedication to the end, and then this courageous decision to step aside and devote himself to prayer, as he said, and to a life of contemplation, and in that way, and his suffering, offering those for the good of the church. It's typical of the man, his courageous, not thinking of himself, thinking primarily of the body of Christ.